Kay, would you like to introduce our guest?
Sure. We haven't had a sheriff in here for quite some time, so it's good to have Deputy Brian Tiedemann in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Nice to have you.
Yeah, thank we brought you. Brian in to kind of recap your latest No Shave November. Now, is the beard that you're sporting, is that regular or a result of No Shave November?
It is a result, and we're hoping that we keep it through the cold months of this year.
Which so
we will
far,
get cold weather, not so much today, but we will.
Well,
go ahead.
So, you know, I don't really know all about this No Shave November. Talk about this.
So, No Shave November, it transpired many, many years ago, and it's basically Awareness of Cancer Month, November. So part of it was the no shave, you know, men are supposed to not shave, sport beards and everything for recognition of Cancer Month. We started back in 2013 where deputies were allowed to grow beards, and then we would go around the community and ask for donations for the, and this is the local fund, the Floyd County Cancer Fund. And it's stationed in Citizens Bank here in Charles City. And so we started back in 2013 going around collecting donations for it. The Floyd County Cancer Fund is all about the out-of-pocket expenses that people that are diagnosed with cancer and going through cancer treatment do. You know, your insurance, and there's other things that will help pay for the cancer treatment. But us being 30-some miles away from Mason City, there's also the gas expenses. Once you get done with the treatment for the day or whatnot, do you really feel like going home and making yourself a meal? Or is it better to maybe have a gift card to Hy-Vee to get a meal so that you can go home, eat, and rest? That is what the Cancer Fund is all about.
Well, a lot of the ancillary things that that add to the expense of battling cancer.
I mean, gasoline isn't the cheapest anymore. And, you know, along with it, you're talking some people are going to do their cancer treatment 2-3 times a week. So they're driving, and even more. So that, and, you know, get your car oil change once a month from that added mileage, that all adds up. So
absolutely. Yeah, I spent... worked in radio 16 years in Iowa City, Stead Families Children's Hospital, where that's what they do is they treat kids with cancer. And the stories of people, just the expenses that that come with the battling disease, because it's again, it's not just the cancer. And it's a lot of wear and tear on the whole family. And these are just, it's just one way by raising funds for, like your guys' effort with No Shave November, is just to kind of ease the cost a little bit and ease the
absolute
burden.
So this Floyd County Cancer Fund, the way my understanding is of it is 100% of the funds that the group of gals that administer this cancer fund, they don't get extra pay. So 100% of the funds that go in to the fund go out for people's expenses. They will find out people that have cancer, and they will ask them if they need assistance or whatnot, and they will send them gift cards and so forth.
It's for a that. Really great community. So how much have you raised in this time frame of doing
since
November?
For the last 10 years, we have raised $68,000 for this fund.
That's incredible.
This year was our best year. We raised over $10,800. For the fund. And again, that's money that goes back out to the community. People are encouraged to go to First Citizens Bank, find out about it. They can donate there year round. They're always in need of donations and money because, you know, cancer isn't going away, and it's probably one of those that everyone in this community knows someone that has had cancer or, you know, unfortunately will probably be getting cancer.
But again, we're talking with Brian Tiedemann, deputy with the Floyd County Sheriff's Office, kind of recapping this November's No Shave November campaign. $68,000 in the 12 years you guys have been doing this. What's your reaction inside the department when you kind of look at that number?
You know, we're proud of ourselves for doing that. I mean, it's one of those things where, like I always say, when you're serving civil papers, we're not the most welcoming person to come onto your doorstep. This, we're actually giving back to the community. And we're really proud of what we've done as far as we're helping the community. It's a great way for people to know the other side of what we do and everything. You know, we're people in the community and we care about the community, or else we wouldn't be having the jobs that we have.
And that leads us into another project you guys are going to embark on with Shop with a Cop in conjunction with Charles City Police, right?
Yes. Shop with a Cop. We actually are with the Charles City Police Department and the North Springs Police Department. We started this back in 2017. The first year that we did this, the deputy sheriffs have a bargaining unit, I guess you could call it, for our contract and wages and stuff. And it's called the Floyd County Deputy Sheriff's Fund. That first year when we started it, the money that we had in the fund, we actually then went out, and that was our first contributor to the Shop with the Cop. We try and do about $35 for the child. So since then, we have been getting private donations for this. And Tyson's has been a really great partner. They give us deep discounts. It's great. We really appreciate it. It's one of those things we'd like to actually get more children involved with it. The children that we do get are selected from the schools of Charles City and the schools of North Springs. And Rudd Rockford, Marble Rocket, we send out notes to the guidance counselors saying, hey, it's coming around Shop with a Cop. Do you have a child that you think deserves or needs to have this? And we go out and we'll go to Tyson's for an evening and we'll walk around with the child and say, what would you like for Christmas? So
that is so cool.
We actually get to play Santa Claus for a night.
So do you go pick them up at their house? Do they get to ride in a cop car?
No. What we do is we ask each family member, or each family gets a letter from the school. And we ask the parents to bring them to Tyson's. You know, it's one of those things where you're not only just affecting the child, but to see the child and the smile on their face, the parents, the whole family interacting with law enforcement in a positive manner.
How many kids do you try to accommodate on a yearly basis?
We try and accommodate 30 children a year, which that's a good group. If we had more donations and more community support, we could probably expand it, but we right now, with what we get in and everything, we accommodate about 30 children.
Okay. You guys have been doing that about 5-6 years now?
Yep, 5-6 years. Okay. This is the first year since COVID. Since 2020, all we've been able to do, we did not want to do in-person shopping, so we would just give gift cards. This is the first year where actually law enforcement is going to go around with the child through the store and pick out gifts.
And when will you guys do this?
It's coming up. It's next week, I believe, December 18th, I think, is when we're doing it.
And you all do it at once?
Yes, we all do it at once. The Charles City Police Department, Floyd County Sheriff's Office, the North Springs Chief of Police come over, and we go through and we do it.
Cool stuff. Cool stuff. Yeah. Going to talk with Brian Tiedemann from Floyd County Sheriff's Office. And one of the things that we wanted to mention in terms of maybe an opportunity to buy a toy for a kid, if they and also benefit the Floyd County Canine Unit, is plush toys for Sirius.
Yes. The plush puppies. If anyone's went to the Floyd County Facebook page, they've probably seen them advertised. They're very cute. They look like a German Shepherd. They literally look like Sirius, our canine dog.
Yep. We've had him in.
What's that?
We've had him in studio. Yep.
It's one of those things, people don't really realize how expensive it is to have a canine unit, but the benefits of having a canine unit and a very good canine unit. Sirius has, you know, you want to talk about a law enforcement officer that works overtime. The last three nights, he's detected drugs. He's taken drugs off the streets just in these last three nights. The handler, you know, the handler goes out and not only is he a deputy sheriff, but he goes out on his off time and trains with the dog. He goes around and trains multiple times a month with other canine units and other law enforcement agencies because, you know, you're not talking about the handler and the dog alone. You're talking about the handler, the dog, and stranger law enforcement that dog has to have the obedience and the wherewithal to be with them. So, you know, our handler, Luke Chatfield, Deputy Sheriff Luke Chatfield, the dog, they're working great together. It's almost like they can read each other's minds a lot of times. Very good dog. Is training excellent. The handler is excellent. And has the full support of the sheriff's office. We, you know, if he needs to go someplace to assist another agency, we'll move people around so that he can go out and assist. You know, he's not just a narcotics dog. He also tracks. So if you have a missing person.
Or a bad guy on the run.
Or a bad guy on the run, Sirius can go out and find him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I talked with Sheriff Jeff Crooks briefly, but he said, yeah, those guys, just they've been killing it since they started. A little over, and just a little over a year now.
I don't think I'm bragging when I say the Floyd County Sheriff's Office dog is a rock star. I mean, I've seen him work. I've seen other agencies use him, and they love to call Luke and Sirius out to assist. So he's a rock star. It's a really good program that we've got going in Floyd County.
Well, you're rocking it right now, Brian Tiedemann from the Sheriff's Office.
But in order to continue to fund him, this is one, purchasing these plush puppies is one good way to do that.
Absolutely. So the cost of to purchase a plush puppy is $20. And it, like I said, it's a neat stuffed animal. That money goes back to, again, fuel for training. And there's expenses going to all these training classes and everything that you need. There's equipment that Sirius needs. You know, it's the county gives us money in our budget for it, but a lot of times that's bare bones for what we need.
Pardon
for
that pun. Dog.
Well, it is. It's bare bones. So, you know, we need the community support, and you know, it's a good tool and for law enforcement, and it's a great resource for the community.
So when he is on duty, when Sirius is on duty with Deputy
Luke Chatfield.
Chad.
Yep.
Luke. So he's technically on the clock. Then, you know, are you guys in having to feed him and supply all that stuff while during his shift?
Yeah, 24/7. He's the responsibility of the sheriff's office. So, you know, off duty, while Deputy Chatfield is training him, if he injures his paw or whatnot, that's on the sheriff's office. That's the sheriff's bill.
Okay.
There. So, and you know, just like any good athlete, and let's face it, Sirius is an athlete. Any good athlete, you're going to get a sprained leg, you're going to get a sore back or whatnot, and all this stuff. If you want to keep them going, they have to have the, you know, it's, you know,
top care.
It's you have to have top care. It's You know, I'm one that I'll push off a doctor's appointment as long as I possibly can. Well, you don't do that with a canine that you want to be working with you and working for a long period of time.
Okay. Now, if only you could deploy him to keep deer off the roads. I hit a deer the other night with our station vehicle. We were talk about the, you know, again, we got shotgun deer hunting season starting tomorrow. But talk about the movement of the deer at this time of year and what people should watch out for.
Well, I've noticed that the deer are moving more at nights, and it's because we were running into these unseasonably warm temperatures. Right now the deer are dressed, like it's the subarctic. I mean, they've got their layer of fat and they've got their extra thick fur and their coats on. And when it's 55 degrees, they're thinking it's 105 degrees. So they're laying low during the daytime, and it's not till 2-3 hours after dark that they're going to start moving and getting to their water and getting to feeding, and then they're going to be moving. So that's when they're going to be crossing the roads. That's also the time where our visibility is limited with our headlights. So, you know, with this, people need to be more aware that the deer are going to be moving at 8-9 o'clock at night and later versus moving right at, you know, deer usually they move right around sunset for a couple hours, and then you'll have them again a couple hours before sunrise. So they're now moving in the, towards the middle of the night because it's just been so warm.
We should have had you on Tuesday morning, so I'd have been more more alert. When I hit one about 5:30, it was dark, and you mentioned it was a big deer. From what I saw, it wasn't until the last second that there it was. But now with the deer hunting season, again, they're more apt to probably be moving at night as well because they'll be
right.
hiding during the day.
You're going to be getting the hunters that are going to be pushing them. So again, during deer season, especially on the weekends when there's more deer pressure, more hunting pressure, be aware because, you know, if that hunter is walking a fence line or whatnot and pushes one out, that deer's going to take off running and he's going to cross the road and try and get away from that hunter. So, you know, be aware that deer season's coming this weekend and the following weekend. That's when the hunters are really going to be, I mean, they're out all week, but majority of people work Monday through Friday, so they're hunting on the weekends hot and hard. So they're going to be out doing that. And, you know, again, cross the fingers, people that are going out hunting, please be safe. Know what's in front of your target and know what's behind your target. Okay. Know what your range is for your weapon that you're using, and don't try and outdo what you've practiced with it.
All right. Brian Tiedemann with the Floyd County Sheriff's Office joining us. And we're out of time. We could go on and on talking with Brian. Some great information. You guys keep up the great work with No Shave November, Shop with a Cop, and you know, keeping people safe in Floyd County.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right. Brian Tiedemann with us from the Floyd County Sheriff's Office here on KCHA.